It's now 7:04, and this is NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. Governor J.B. Pritzker yesterday signed a bill to protect patient information from states that criminalize abortion. Isabella Nieto reports.
To mark the fourth anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, Pritzker signed the Reproductive Health Records Privacy Act. It prohibits entities that handle digital medical data from sharing an Illinois patient's abortion-related records with an out-of-state provider.
Nothing triggers these retrograde right-wing politicians more than a woman's power to make her own decisions. But we're making sure that Illinois women never have to question whether their voices and their choices matter.
Patients have to provide explicit permission to share the private information with an out-of-state provider. I'm Isabella Nieto.
The governor endured a big political setback this spring when his affordable housing plan failed to pass. Much of the opposition came from local mayors. Awa Iqbal has more on that.
The proposal would have allowed multi-unit housing on nearly all residentially zoned land and create a statewide timeline for permit reviews. A large group of mayors says the plan undermines their local zoning authority. Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara says he'd like to see the plan instead include more incentives for builders, like property tax or permit fee waivers, something McNamara has been doing in his city.
The more you're working with folks doing an incentive-based model, in the long term, yes, we at the city are going to get a lot of revenue from a new home being built. But in the short term, we can give up some of that to incentivize them.
Pritzker says he wants to keep pushing his proposal. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Two teachers accused of giving elementary students birthday spankings and putting tape on their mouths have had their teaching licenses suspended. Quincy Public Schools say they were notified by the Illinois State Board of Education about the sanctions. WGEM-TV reports Kim Kirby and Jennifer Oetker denied the allegation but agreed to the 60-day suspension to resolve the matter. The school district said it's still reviewing information before it takes any additional steps. The original complaint was filed in 2024. Schools across the country suspend black students at higher rates than their peers, but as Emily Hayes reports, one school in Chicago bucks the trend.
Kenwood Academy High School on the south side of Chicago has more than 2,000 students. Most of them are black, and they rarely get suspensions. Junior Demetria Flowers says administrators instead help students solve conflicts before they escalate. When one of her friends had a falling out with another, Kenwood's dean gave her friend a long talk about caring for herself instead of worrying about the lost friendship.
She doesn't even like have any issues with her anymore because it's like she really got the counseling support she needed.
Kenwood's principal says the school's goal is to help every student go to college. Students there all told me they feel like administrators listen to students and genuinely want the best for them. I'm Emily Hayes.
A flood watch in effect until Saturday afternoon. This is NPR Illinois.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Vanguard. With Vanguard Investor Choice, investors can have a voice in how their eligible Vanguard funds vote on key shareholder matters. Learn more at vanguard.com/investorchoice.